The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This time tomorrow, as well as reloading the cash machine, we're going to be talking about cash, the government's cash, and how they are going to spend it. Budget 2025 will be revealed in all of its glory in advance. Our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, is going to take us on a trip down memory lane at some of the big budget surprises from times gone by. And we are starting, Sean, I understand, back in the 1970s. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. We're going all the way back nearly 75 years ago at this stage. And the first one is the budget of 1970. And it was less surprising for what was in it. No one really remembers what was in the budget, but rather who wasn't in it. And the finance minister was Charlie Haughey at the time. He was due to deliver the annual speech in the Dáil Chamber, but didn't show up to the Dáil Chamber. And when the Crown Corda went to inquire, it was the Taoiseach Jack Lynch who had to deliver the budget to the Dáil. Haughey was lying badly injured in a suite in the Mater Hospital. He had a fractured skull, a broken right collarbone, a torn right eardrum, fractured vertebrae, and a severe concussion. And there's been a really interesting sort of dichotomy in the stories as to how this happened and why he missed that particular budget. And the official story, as recounted in Gary Murphy's recent book on Haughey, was that he went out at 6 a.m. for a ride on his horse around the ground of Abbeville in order to clear his head for the busy budget ahead. And when he was coming back, put his hand on a drain pipe at the back of the house to jump off the horse, and the pipe broke and he fell really badly and damaged himself and was brought to hospital. The other story has been the subject of an awful lot of rumour and innuendo down throughout the years, and effectively says that actually Haughey was out being rather unfaithful in a pub in Clonee in Meath and was given an unmerciful hiding by the father and brother of the girl that he was with. So there's two very different versions of events that have gone down in history for where he actually was at the time. A number of books have tried to get to the bottom of it, and journalists over the years, and I've never found the proof to say, actually, it wasn't the horse.
Yeah. Well, listen, Gary Murphy's book is brilliantly researched and brilliantly written. But I like the sound of that second story nonetheless. We'll fast forward, will we, a decade to the 80s for our next big budget surprise.
Yeah, and another one involving Haughey, because just a few weeks before the 1980 budget, he had given that very famous address to the nation that we all remember as a nation. We are living way beyond our means, and telling us that things were going to get very rough. And of course, that budget was particularly harsh on people. But some of the proposals that came out of the blue and caught the eye, I suppose, included a 300% increase in the tax on soft drinks and a surprise 5% tax on golf balls. And there's some very, very funny reaction in this RTE report from Cork at the time.
What you might not know so much about is that this soft drinks, also produced here in Cork, has gone up 5p.
They've placed a 300% increase in duty on soft drinks. We're the only country in Europe that has such a duty, incidentally. And now we have a situation in which the crude instrument that they've applied will have an effect on the family size bottle, the bottle that mothers bring home that their children drink from, and the burden is going to fall very heavily in that area.
Elsewhere in the city today, trade was pretty much as before, though some publicans did report a stoking up in spirit sales before prices actually do increase, which they expect to be early next week. And in one city bar, there was a ritual taking of early morning coffee as an antidote to last night's tasting of the last of the reasonably priced whiskies.
Some of the most surprised and amusing reaction came to the minister's proposal to spend an extra £100,000 on promoting hurling.
And 5% on golf balls.
I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
What do you think of the increase?
Well, why promote hurling when we can't promote golf? You know, I'm too old to play hurling.
There's a lot I like about that. I like the tax on golf balls, 100 grand for hurling, but I like the last of the reasonably priced whiskey. They could have come up with a catchier name. Anyway, that is the 1980s. A government collapsed in the 80s over the budget as well, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. This is the complete other end of the silliness of some of the budgets, is that they have caused absolute consternation over the years. 1982 being the one that would probably stick in most people's minds. There was three elections in 18 months, highly politically charged time. And it was the VAT on children's shoes that did it. The one that just still down throughout history strikes into people, that they wanted to introduce a VAT on children's clothing and shoes. And it ended up the two of the independents who supported the government pulled out of it. Now, that's often attributed to John Bruton because he was the finance minister at the time, and it said that John Bruton collapsed the government. But actually, there was a really interesting memoir from the head of the Department of Finance at the time, Maurice O'Connell, who actually admitted a couple of years ago it was his idea. And he was the one who sort of pushed the ministers down the line to go ahead and do it, and had been looking at a similar tax in the UK that had worked out well for them and hadn't got as much pushback, the 18% VAT on adult clothing and footwear, and that there was initially meant to be an exclusion for children. That didn't make it into the budget, and it obviously collapsed the government at the time. Interestingly, Maurice O'Connell also worked with Charles Haughey back in the earlier budgets that we had been talking about, and he told a great story where he said that once a memorandum from me on some rather obscure issue of industrial policy made its way to the minister's desk, and it was returned with the word balls written in the margin. The minister's verdict was probably right and had the virtue of simplicity.
Sorry, Sean, maybe we've all got it wrong, and that was a suggestion for another 5% tax on golf balls that just that went amiss. Anyway, that is where we get to a collapse of government. Will we fast forward a bit maybe for the last couple up into more modern times?
Let's get into it. Let's get into the Celtic Tiger, because we're talking 2007 now. And I'm actually, maybe I'm just one of these people who gets a bit nervous when I see the government going for hula and spending all sorts of money this particular time around, but I'm seeing all sorts of parallels with 2007. I've been reading a book of modern history by Diarmaid Ferrater, who was talking about this 4% spending rule that Charlie McCreevy had that he always breached. We've had a 5% spending rule that has always been breached along the way. And there's a lot of stuff that looks very similar. So the 2007 budget, economic buoyancy, housing market was great, Celtic Tiger was roaring, there's a reduction of the top rate of tax. This year there's going to be a reduction to income tax, further increases in social welfare payments. We know that's coming again this year as well, with the 12% or 12 euro a week rather increase in the social welfare, increases to the old age pension. And it was also a budget coming before an election. It was coming at the end of 2006 into election 2007. And we all know what happened then. But even the figure, the just watching this clip that we're going to hear from the Dáil of the budget being delivered, an absolute bonanza, and Fianna Fáil ministers at the time literally just putting the hands up in the air, shouting, roaring at the opposition. It feels like 1,000 years ago, it was only 15. Here's the clip.
Rarely has a budget been more enthusiastically welcomed by government backbenchers, but the opposition reminded them of their similarly warm response to decentralisation 3 years ago.
Within a few months, the cheers had turned to tears.
That's right. Hear, hear.
And the people gave their verdict in the European elections of 2004. And they will give their verdict on today's cheers in a few months' time.
When I hear Fianna Fáil ministers assure us that they will be prudent in an election year, I have to say I reach for a dose of scepticism. In my bones, I know the opposite is the case. You can't get a leopard to change its spots. When Fianna Fáil see an election around the corner, their first instinct is to buy it.
Oh, I think it's opportune time to play that with a budget tomorrow and an election around the corner and a Fianna Fáil finance minister who's actually going to be on this show as well shortly after 5 o'clock tomorrow for our budget special. Will we then wrap things up, Sean, our fifth kind of budget memory, our big budget day surprise as the kind of the fallout from those decisions made around 27?
Yeah, what's that saying? That history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. And I really hope I'm wrong about that, and this isn't the way it's going to go. But it just to give you an idea of how shocking it is, because the surprises this time are good. They're goodies, they're extra spending, they're more money. 10 years ago, as little as 10 years ago, and 10 or 15 years ago, it was the complete opposite. And all of the surprises were bad, and the knife being wielded. 2011, budget 2011, it was the last Fianna Fáil budget of that government before they were absolutely wiped out in the election that followed not too long afterwards. And when you look at some of the measures now, I mean, budget 2011 sees €6 billion being taken out of the economy in tax credits and bans that were done away with. Child benefits, social welfare cut, complete opposite to what we're seeing at the moment. The introduction of the universal social charge that they're going to cut a bit in tomorrow's budget. That was when it first reared its ugly head and added in this temporary little arrangement, as it was called at the time, that's now very, very permanent. And the abolition of the employee ceiling on PRSI. And one of the most controversial measures at the time, cutting the minimum wage by €1 an hour to €7.65. I think we forget it was 7.65. I mean, by the time it goes up 80 cent tomorrow, it'll be nearly double that. And public sector salaries being capped, which obviously they're not so much anymore, depending on what position you are and what department that you lead. So it is only a few years. It is only 13 budgets ago that all of that was going on and leading into a string of austerity budgets, lest we forget as the big spending comes tomorrow.
Sean Defoe, we look forward to it all. Our political correspondent, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.